From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is announcing plans for an international meeting on Syria this coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the deadly and prolonged civil war. Kerry spoke to reporters in Vienna late today after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Officials say the two senior officials were looking for common ground between Washington and Moscow in discussions about Syria's political future. They also met with foreign ministers of Turkey and Saudi Arabia in talks that Kerry described as constructive and productive. The location for the upcoming meeting has not been announced. Israel has lifted age restrictions on Muslim worshippers at a sensitive East Jerusalem holy site, Al-Aqsa Mosque, amid increased diplomatic efforts to end the violence between Israelis and Palestinians. This latest comes a day after Secretary of State John Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the situation, with this statement from Kerry today.
I look forward to meeting with King Abdullah on Saturday and with President Abbas, and hope that the aspirations of the people will be felt in a way by everybody, that we can seize this moment and pull back from the precipice.
Muslim prayers at the shrine, the epicenter of weeks of unrest, ended peacefully Friday after Israel lifted the restrictions on worshippers in an apparent bid to ease the tensions. Many people are feared dead after an explosion ripped through a newly built mosque in Yola, the capital of Adamawa State in northeastern Nigeria today. This blast was during the afternoon prayers. It came after at least 18 people were killed and another 20 wounded at a bombing in a mosque in Maiduguri. This is VOA News. With police outside using stun guns and water cannons, South African students meeting with President Jacob Zuma won a major victory in their fight for education. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
South African students won a major victory after more than a week of protests against university tuition hikes earned the students a meeting with President Jacob Zuma.
We agreed that there will be a zero increase of university fees in 2016. Discussions will continue looking at broader issues than the fees.
Those issues, he said, include the idea of free education and the thorny race issues that underpin many discussions on education in South Africa. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
At least 20 people were killed and 40 more injured when a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim mourning procession in the southern Pakistani city of Jacobabad Friday night, police officials said. The attack came as minority Shiite Muslims marked Ashura, a 10-day ritual when they commemorate the death of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Shiite Muslims hold public rallies in spite of threats from Sunni extremist groups, some of whom consider them to be heretics. The United Nations Refugee Agency is warning that migrant women and children traveling to Europe are particularly subject to sex abuse, and they're calling on the countries that are hosting them to do more for their protection. A UNHCR spokeswoman said extortion of children appears to be happening in every single country along the route. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed by the increasing number of credible testimonies of abuse it is receiving from refugee and migrant women and children who have arrived in Europe. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says most of the exploitation of women and children is done by criminal gangs.
We have heard very, very disturbing testimonies that indicate there are incidences of children having to engage in survival sex to pay the smugglers to continue their journey, either because they've run out of money or because they have been robbed.
She says other refugees and migrants also commit these heinous acts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 43 people are dead, mostly retirees, in a road accident near the French city of Bordeaux in what is being called the nation's worst traffic accident in three decades. Officials say a truck crashed into a bus, causing both vehicles to burst into flames.
Sur l'accident qui vient de se produire il y a quelques heures.
French President François Hollande, traveling in Greece, commented saying the government has fully mobilized to help cope with what he called a terrible tragedy. I'm Marty Thompson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.